I'm Lisa. We're only hours away from the end of the snap Ontario election. Voters cast their ballots across the province today with the polls opened until 9 o'clock tonight. There's a full field of candidates in each of the three ridings in our region. Meshkigawuk, James Bay, Temiskaming, Cochrane, and Timmins. Visit our website to get a full list. If you have your voter registration card, Elections Ontario says bring that and a piece of ID with your name on it when you go to your polling place. If you don't have your voter registration card, visit Elections Ontario's website to find out where to vote and bring ID with both your name and your home address on it. Several issues dominated the four-week campaign, including housing, mental health and addictions, hallway health care, and northern highways. Dennis J. We'll bring you the provincial election coverage on air starting after 9 p.m. once the polls close. Ontario Provincial Police are continuing their investigation into a head-on accident on Highway 11 near Driftwood last night that sent one driver to hospital. Police, the Cochrane Fire Department, and Cochrane District Ambulance responded to the accident at 7:45 p.m. It involved a vehicle and a transport near the rail crossing. The driver of the vehicle had to be extracted before being taken to hospital. The highway was closed for approximately 2 hours, but didn't fully reopen until midnight. The high-speed action of snowmobile oval racing is back on Lake Commando in Cochrane next weekend. The Ontario Snowmobile Oval Races are returning after missing last year due to poor ice and track conditions. Vintage Riders Snowmobile Club executive member Dan Girard says this event is big for the community.
The greatest thing is that these are all people coming, and generally not just the racer himself, right? I mean, they have a pit crew. A lot of them, it's a family thing. So, I mean, you're looking at possibly, you know, 150, 200, maybe even more people.
The OSOR races have about $30,000 in prize money, and Girard hinted Cochrane will probably be closer to $40,000. There will be a banquet on Saturday night where the public is invited out to mingle with the racers and learn more. Contact the club for further information. We also have that right up on our website. White House officials say U.S. President Donald Trump still plans to impose heavy tariffs on exports from Canada and Mexico next Tuesday, but they add that could change pending ongoing negotiations. Now, just what those negotiations involve remains unclear. Trump initially claimed the tariffs were in response to the fentanyl crisis. Even though there's only a small amount of the drug that crosses into the U.S. from Canada, there's actually much more that comes into Canada from south of the border. But he's also complained about the trade deficit his country has with Canada, calling it unfair. Trump has said he wants to renegotiate the Canada-U.S.-Mexico Free Trade Agreement, but that option doesn't become available until June of next year. In Country 93.1 Sports, in Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League action, the Timmins Rock travel to Blind River to face the Beavers. Puck drops at 7 p.m. in Blind River. It's the Rock's lone game this weekend.